Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Cianne Alvin, Grant Director for the Swedish Heritage Society Foundation and the Swedish American Museum in Swedesburg.
The museum has been in operation for about 30 years. We're coming upon our 30th anniversary in 2021. Typically, we are open to visitors 5 days a week, less in the winter. And so it's sort of our slow time. The museum does host several events throughout the year to celebrate Swedish culture, including the Swedish Midsummer in June. That's an annual event. We also host a couple of pancake breakfasts where the volunteers in the museum host the community to Swedish pancakes, lingonberries, and desserts. Those happen in June and July. So really, summer is our busier time. In the winter time, we are open for sales around the Swedesburg Lutheran Church hosts this smorgasbord in December. This year we did curbside service for that. So that has all been wrapped up. The sales are for potatiskorv, which is a Swedish delicacy. We have finished that up. We also have a wonderful gift shop that's open when we are open for visiting hours. However, at this time, due to the pandemic, essentially the museum has been closed and will remain closed until it is safe to open.
How do you guys keep interest in the museum going, given the challenge that has been the year gone by?
Well, we have a couple of big projects that we're working on during this time when the museum is closed. We receive funding from the State Historical Society of Iowa to rehabilitate the exterior of the buildings, which started in the fall, and it is something that the public is welcome to come and look at. So far, we've done, the contractor, who is TK Enterprises of Washington, Iowa, has done a lot of the paint scraping and prepping of the wood. The exterior areas that were previously repaired with new wood are going to be rehabilitated with harvested barn wood. The contractor will also be removing the windows and taking those to his workshop in Washington this winter, so that might be something else that the public, if the public is interested in looking at that piece of the project, they can make an appointment with the contractor, Terry Phillips, and view that process in a safe way. We have a presence on Facebook, and we send updates to our members. We have about 400 members of the Swedish Heritage Society around the country and other community folks who have a lot of knowledge of the museum. And then we do return calls or emails when people check in with us, visitors who've wanted to stop by to shop at the gift shop. We've had to make some arrangements with them, either one-on-one or just decline, because we don't want to put our docents at risk for the COVID-19 virus.
Cianne, how does the $4,000 grant received from the Henry County Community Foundation help you out in the projects that you're undertaking right now?
The State Historical Society of Iowa grant was a wonderful grant for over $33,000. However, it doesn't cover all of the costs of the project. So the $4,000 we really appreciate getting from Enhance Henry County will help with the cost of rehabilitating the windows. That's an area that's very labor intensive. It has to be done by somebody with those skills, and it takes a lot of hours to work on that project. So the money from the Henry County will be going toward the window rehabilitation.
And how long do you expect this rehabilitation project to take? And are you still in need of additional funding to help cover the costs?
The target date for completion is May of 2021. Tentatively, we have a hope still of having a 30th year anniversary celebration in 2021. And so we would like to have this work completed by then. Of course, we would accept donations of any amount to help defray the cost of the project. The museum is contributing at least $10,000 toward the project, and any matching funds from community members would be certainly appreciated.
What's the best way for somebody to contribute?
They can mail a check directly to the Swedish Heritage Society Foundation and mark it for the Building Rehabilitation Capital Project. The address is on our Facebook page, 107 James Avenue, Swedesburg, Iowa, and we would be happy to have any additional contributions. It would be very much appreciated.
Sian, as we wrap things up here, when you guys are back to normal operating procedures of people being able to get inside the museum, what's kind of the calling card for the Swedish American Museum in Swedesburg?
The Swedish American Museum is one of the best museums that portray the Swedish immigrant experience. We have items that we've collected from immigrant families that have been in the area and continue to farm around the Swedesburg area, and their descendants continue to farm in the Swedesburg area. I think people would be very interested to see the exterior of the building rehabilitation. We are documenting that rehabilitation with photographs and putting together a temporary exhibit for people to view when they come. It's always good to stop in for a little Swedish fika, which is a little time for coffee and possibly a pastry. But we would all want to do that when it would be safe to do so.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sian Alvin of the Swedish American Museum in Swedesburg. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.